It's the AmeriChicks with Molly Boats and Kim Monson. The most important story.
They are like this newfound off-hinged part of the left. Even Chuck Schumer's pushing back on.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
The buck is stopping with Trump. The different administrations prior to him have been kicking the can down the road on a number of issues.
And opinions and ideas that prepare you to tackle the day ahead.
The heart of this is the U.S. Constitution a progressive document, or is it something that should be looked at as an original document?
It's the AmeriChicks. Molly and Kim.
Because face it, ideas matter.
Because ideas matter.
Ideas do indeed matter. We are the AmeriChicks. I'm Kim Munson.
I'm Molly Vogt.
And we are dissecting issues as right versus wrong instead of right versus left every Monday through Friday. Agree or disagree, let's have a conversation. We're going to have a lot of conversations this weekend, family, friends, colleagues, getting around the table. So you need to make sure that you're ready with patience and reasonableness and just really care in the words that we use this weekend.
And listen as much as you talk.
That's a really good idea. What is it? God gave you two ears and one mouth,
so you're supposed to listen twice as much.
There you go. Okay. Right. So, yeah, I'm grateful for this weekend. Molly, I cannot believe that Thanksgiving is tomorrow. My internal clock is maybe at about the 4th of July. I don't know where the year's gone.
Well, you've been playing Christmas music for the past month. I can't believe you didn't think it was Thanksgiving was coming.
Yeah, jingle bells. Okay,
exactly. Fa la 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 la.
Well, we have a really special show planned for you today. I'm a member of Liberty Toastmasters, continuing to work on my communication skills. I know that all of them out there are listening right now. They're listening to my double clutches, my ahs, my ums, but I think they're going to give me a pass today, so that's a good thing. But
I'll take a note.
It's really a great group. It's where leaders are made, and we're going to be talking, first of all, with one of the founders here in just a few moments, Brad Beck. He is a guy that he understands that messaging on an individual level is what is so important. And so he founded the Liberty Toastmasters Clubs. And I would encourage all of you, everybody could really improve on their communication skills. And as we went through this last election season, I really think every person that is even contemplating running for office should get their rear ends over to Liberty Toastmasters, yep. Because I really think they could use some help.
Learn to make your point in your case in 3 minutes or less.
That's for sure. So we have invited a whole bunch of them to call in with, it's called Table Topics, where you have 2 minutes. Typically it's impromptu, although they can talk about anything that they want, but hopefully it'll be a Thanksgiving theme. And talk about it in 2 minutes, and it's impromptu. So it's really difficult, but it really helps your skills. So there's there's the Liberty Toastmasters that meets in the Denver area the first and third Saturdays. And then I think the Liberty North is the second and fourth. So I would really, come and just be a guest. It's really a lot of fun.
Yep.
So I am grateful for hot rollers.
Huh.
My hot rollers busted a week or so ago.
Spoken like a woman.
And I went over to Bed Bath & Beyond. I needed some new hot rollers. They had them. And the ones that I got, they are like new and improved. And the reason I'm so grateful for them is, first of all, a regular person like me, back in the olden days in serfdom, I would never have had the opportunity to, really get makeup or, do my hair or anything. But regular people, we live pretty darn well. And so I'm grateful for that we live pretty darn well. But I just looked at this new contraption of hot rollers and I'm thinking, this is so creative. Somebody was really thinking when they put this together. It's like capitalism. I could just see capitalism there. All the people that came together to make those hot rolls. I just thought it was pretty awesome.
I could see people walking down the aisle and she's just cracking up and they're like, what is wrong with this lady? And she's like, is it capitalism? Great. You must be an AmeriChick.
That's for sure.
Well, I am thankful for humor. And I'm very thankful that President Trump is our president right now here in America. And I want to say something funny. I'm sure you guys probably saw this yesterday, but President Trump did pardon both turkeys, peas, and carrots. But I think it was pretty funny that he made kind of this joke about it. He was like, even though they're free to live, they may still have to answer to the Democrats who assume control of the House in January and have promised to investigate the president's actions and business dealings. And he said, he pardoned peas. It's a fair election, but Carrots refused to concede and demanded a recount, and we're still fighting with Carrots. But I will tell you, we've come to a conclusion, Carrots. I'm sorry to tell you, the results did not change. Too bad. Also, he was warning that the House Democrats are likely to issue them both subpoenas. And unfortunately, I can't guarantee you that your pardons won't be enjoined by the Ninth Circuit. I think President Trump is hilarious. And I think, you know, at this time of the year, we really do need to start practicing
a little bit of humor.
To get our union back together again. And when you express gratitude, which is what we're going to do on the show today, expressing thankfulness, what you're thankful for, you can no longer see yourself as a victim if you are thankful for something. So that's what I want to focus on today. Election season's over. It's time for us to start thinking positively again.
And we need to unite. And just a quick note, because we have Brad Beck, one of the co-founders of Liberty Toastmasters, on the line here. But there's a difference between humor and mocking someone.
There's
a total difference. So, you know, you need to make sure, if you have to tell somebody, if you've hurt their feelings, that, hey, I was just kidding, that's probably not funny. That's probably mocking. So you need to make sure that you kind of, as we had Meredith Leonard on yesterday, take a look at that moral mirror there. So, hey, let's jump in here, though, with gratefulness, Thanksgiving. Brad Beck, welcome. How are you this morning?
Good morning, ladies. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We just gave a shout out to Liberty Toastmasters. I really think it's an important thing that you founded there, Brad.
Well, thank you, Kim. And I didn't do it on my own. It always takes a group of people to make something successful, and our founding members really bought into the vision of it, and it's been going strong since 2009.
That is awesome.
Thank you for your kind words.
Yeah, and just clarifying, the Denver Club meets the first and third Saturdays, and the Liberty North meets the second and fourth, right?
Yep. If I'm in town, I'm at a Toastmaster meeting every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, now table topics. We talked a little bit about it. It's basically 2 minutes. You've got a little leeway on either side. And so what is your table topics today, Brad Beck?
Well, Kim, one of the things I'm grateful for, besides my wonderful family and friends and the opportunity to live in the freest country in the world, is earlier this year, I was invited by Bob Schaefer, our friend, to speak at Liberty Common High School. And at Liberty Common, they talk about the virtues of fortitude and justice and prudence and temperance, but also gratitude. So Bob called me and said, would you be interested in speaking to our 600 senior or students at the school? And I said, of course, it'd be an honor. And I had the opportunity to speak on gratitude. So I wanted to share some of the presentation I did on that topic. And I started off with a story, as I always often do. An old man was found planting fruit trees by a friend, and he came up to him and said, what are you doing? And the old man said, well, I'm planting trees. Well, his friend said, you're planting trees which can never produce fruit in your lifetime. And yet the old man replied, well, others planted trees of fruit which I enjoy today. So today I plant trees to those who come after so they may enjoy. So gratitude is really a virtue. It's about rejoicing in what is. And it's also about expressing the feeling of joy when we get, when somebody brings us joy. It's the opposite of regret. And it also helps us to get over the aches of the past, which are now gone. So gratitude is an effective antidote to many destructive emotions. You can't be hateful if you're grateful. One of the great lessons I've learned. Only you can decide to be grateful. It is an expression of one's autonomy. So when you're grateful, it's impossible to not have the opportunity to exchange that gift. Gratitude is virtue, and we choose to celebrate it rather than resent it. The great Greek philosopher Cicero declared, gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all others. And then I went on to share some ideas with the students, and I challenged them to be grateful every day. And one of the things I asked them to do is, at the end of the day, write down one thing that they're grateful for. At the end of the week, they'd have 7 items so that they were gratitude for. At the end of a month, 30. At the end of a year, 365. And at an end of their lifetime, they'd have an abundance of gratitude.
Oh, that is just awesome. Brad Beck, thank you so much. I just got chills.
You.
That was awesome.
Thank you, Brad.
Have a great day.
That's Happy Thanksgiving.
That's my new role for next year. That's my New Year's resolution.
Gratitude.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Thanks, Brad.
Okay, happy Thanksgiving, Brad. Now we have on the line Russ Farmer. Russ is with Liberty North. Russ, how are you this morning?
I'm just fantastic, thank you.
Okay, what's your table topics today?
My table topics this morning is the thankfulness of the opportunity to truly live life. There's a lot of people that exist. For me, I've had a marvelous opportunity to actually live life. I don't have any stories to tell about Cicero and some of the other people way back, but for me, life is all about living and enjoying, and I'm truly thankful for the opportunity to live life. I had 45 years of an incredible, beautiful, awesome life, married life, four children, six grandchildren. It was just incredible. And then I had about 4 months to say goodbye to my late wife.
She was a lovely woman.
I realized that life is about living. It's not about existing. It's about living. And I've been given the opportunity to truly live life, 45 years initially. And then about 2 years later, I married my second wife, had an incredible, incredible journey through life with my second wife. She's just awesome.
And she's a lovely woman, too.
Well, thank you. And it's just, you know, we have 7 children. We have occasionally got all 7 of them together for various events, grandparents. The opportunity to truly live, not just exist, but just accelerate and live life is something I'm so incredibly thankful for. And I just, I would hope that other people could understand how they can enjoy life to the fullest. Not worry about the glass being half empty, but celebrate the glass being always half full, if not overflowing.
Russ Farmer, thank you so much. That was a lovely table topics. And we wish a very happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Great. And happy Thanksgiving to both of you as well.
Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much. So,
I've been thinking a lot about that lately. The just existing isn't living.
That's for sure.
And that's a big one to remember, too.
That's for sure. So, you know, another thing. I mean, Molly, we have so many things to be thankful for. I'm so grateful for friends, family, opportunity. I'm thankful to get to do this every morning with you. And I'm so grateful for our Cracker Jack producer, Steve. He's just awesome. I'm overflow with gratefulness on all this. But another thing is we have amazing partners. And we buy our time as the AmeriChicks, and it's a great blessing because we have a lot of leeway on how we construct these shows. So we determine the subjects and we find the guests but we buy our time. And so that means that we're also out there, we're capitalists, we're working to find our sponsors, and we have awesome sponsors. And if you would be interested, we still have some spots. We would love to talk with you about that. But one of those, and it's a long story, we'll have to tell it sometime, is Hooters Restaurants. It was something that happened when I was on city council. It was about free markets and freedom and opportunity. And anyway, they've become a partner of ours. And so whenever I'm having friends over, I normally, you know, go to one of the delivery services and have them deliver Hooters wings. And it is always a hit. And so as you're going into this weekend, if you're a little tired of turkey, you might on Friday or Saturday, you've got the games on, you might actually either go over to Hooters. They have all these TVs and they've got great food. They have great specials, or you can have it delivered and you'll be a hero. And so they've just been they're a wonderful partner. We're really grateful for them. So be sure and check out HootersColorado.com. That's HootersColorado.com. You will hear other sponsors as we're going through the show today. And we appreciate every one of them. Karen Levine, Mark Cook, Kim Sturtz, Complete Colorado. I mean, just so many of them. We really appreciate them. So we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll have some more table topics.
All AmeriChicks sponsors are an exclusive partnership with the AmeriChicks and are not affiliated or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you'd like to support the work of the AmeriChicks and grow your business, contact them at AmeriChicks.com.
Dan Predovich and his team at Predovich & Company help your business plan ahead financially. The Americhicks, Molly and Kim, recommend Predovich & Company as your financial business consultants. Predovich & Company will take care of your tax preparation, bookkeeping, and business advisory services. Dan Predovich and his team want to learn about the unique needs of your business through real, honest dialogue. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call 303-791-3000 to start preparing now for next year's tax season. Organize your business finances with Predovich & Company.
Are you looking for news, not propaganda? Ready for a news source you can actually trust? How about a news site that doesn't want to sell you a subscription? Visit CompleteColorado.com to see all the latest news from around Colorado. Complete Colorado's staff scours news sources from around the state and nation to bring you only the top stories that affect you right here in our great state. Updated three times a day, CompleteColorado.com has full-time reporters doing original investigations and reporting like newspapers used to do, as well as opinion and political commentary from a variety of Colorado voices. And CompleteColorado.com is the only place to read columnist Mike Rosen. Always fresh content, always free, always informed. CompleteColorado.com, your complete source for Colorado news.
Happy Thanksgiving week. It's Wednesday. We're the Americhicks, Molly and Kim, and this is our Thanksgiving and thankful, grateful show. We have friends calling in from Toastmasters, kind of giving their table topics, 2 minutes on what they're thankful for this season. And we'd love to hear from you, too, if you want to let us know. 303-477-5600. I'm grateful to be a woman in America because there are other countries today that I know that women like me are not as free to go on the radio and talk about politics and opinion and things like that and actually, you know, debate issues that are important to our country. And I think it's important that we all recognize that the blessings that we have in America aren't really available in every single country out there today. So that's important to think about. Before we get back to more of our table topics, I want to give a shout out to Chris Cantwell. Kim, you were talking about our sponsors, and we are so thankful for our sponsors this season because they're the reasons we're on the show. We buy our time, and so every sponsor helps. Chris Cantwell is a dear friend. He's a business broker with Trans World Business Advisors. We also serve together on the board of CRBC, where we monitor legislation here in Colorado. Anything that's going to affect a small business owner, we want to make sure that our representatives know about it because it's very, very important to make sure that small businesses grow and thrive. And so he is a business broker and he helps buy and sell businesses. There are many businesses for sale right now in different industries in Colorado. If you're looking for a new retirement plan or you want to start your own business, you've got to call Chris Cantwell at ccsellscompanies.com. That is ccsellscompanies.com. His number is 970-519-2060. That's 970-519-2060. So if you're thinking about buying a business, do it. Call Chris Cantwell.
That's for sure. And we had somebody reach out yesterday, Federico Hernandez. He said, give a plug for the Sangre de Cristo Sentinel. It's one of the few remaining conservative Christian newspapers out there. But he sent the link to Prager University, Lincoln and the Origin of Thanksgiving. So you might try to search for that. That's Prager University. It's Lincoln and the Origin of Thanksgiving. But this is what Federico said. He said, there is much to be thankful for despite the current trials and tribulations. Let us bow our heads in gratitude to our Heavenly Father, wishing you a wonderful Thanksgiving and many blessings for you and all your loved ones. So thank you so much, Federico. Right back at you.
Yep.
Okay, we have another Liberty Toastmaster on the line with us, and that is Greg Morrissey. He's with Liberty North. Hey, Greg, welcome to the Americhicks.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
Okay, what's your two-minute table topics?
My two-minute table topic is for how people should appreciate what we have in this country and keep it and maintain it. We have a beautiful relationship with the Holy Father, and we have our Constitution, and we need to keep it.
Very well said. You know, we are very lucky people, Greg, to live in the United States of America. And we do, I think every generation has to make sure, in the words of Ronald Reagan, make sure that we fight for it so that we can pass it on to the next generation.
Correct.
Okay, great. Anything else, Greg?
I'd like people to be, you hear some of the changes coming with how the markets are changing and stuff like that.
and there may be some trials and tribulations down the road, but there's a huge plus to that. We could all get together, communicate correctly, and take care of each other going through those trials and still maintain our integrity and still keep our constitution.
Oh, well said. Well, we wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
You're welcome.
And thanks for calling in.
All right. You know, something I wanted to share, Ronald Reagan's 1986 Thanksgiving Proclamation declared God as the foundation of our nation. I love what he said. He said, "Perhaps no custom reveals our character as a nation so clearly as our celebration of Thanksgiving Day. Rooted deeply in our Judeo-Christian heritage, the practice of offering Thanksgiving underscores our unshakable belief in God as the foundation of our nation and our firm reliance upon him from whom all blessings flow, both as individuals and as a people. We join with the psalmist in song and praise. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good."
He is good indeed. That is for sure, Molly. So other Thanksgiving stories, is there any other stories that you want to tell?
Or,
You know what? We have Terry
I'll
Goon
tell
on
one
the
after
line.
Terry okay. gives.
Hey, Terry, how are you?
Yeah, hi. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Well, we're good. So what's your table topics for Thanksgiving?
Well, I have actually written a Thanksgiving poem.
Oh, awesome.
Nice.
Hopefully this comes across okay. So these are things that I'm thankful for. Family and friends and just those I know. A good job and home and places to go. I'm thankful for these and the blessings therein. So many things, it's hard to begin. Like people who fix things when I'm in a bind. Like startups who give me work for my mind. Mm. I'm thankful for showers and food on my plate. And those who work hard to keep all that great. And those things that we need but keep in the back, like politicians and analysts or those who keep track, teachers and mentors and preachers all who keep us upright with this life we go through. When things have gone wrong, there are still more to thank. Firefighters, police, and soldiers with tanks. Those who step up when the going is rough, I'm grateful for them and so glad that they're tough. With health in this year, there was too much to bear, so doctors and nurses are thanked for their share. Donors and mortuaries and other things hard make me thankful for the health that we constantly guard. I'm lucky and thankful to be born here and now. Fate could have been different, and we all know just how. This state and this country, it's a wonderful place, no matter our part in the universal rat race. Mostly I'm thankful for God, who loves us completely. We can reset each day after failing so neatly. So here's to Thanksgiving, a day set aside to thank all those we rely on each day we abide.
Oh, my gosh. Ta-da. I
love
that. I just watched the Grinch Who Stole Christmas the other night with my daughter. And I would say that you're giving Dr. Seuss a run for his money with that poem. That's very, very good.
Well, and Terry, one thing I love, too, is I just saw a picture yesterday of the firefighters that are fighting in California. So you mentioning that really hit me because, I'm picturing these guys and they're working so hard. I mean, they're carrying cats and animals and humans the hoses. And then I saw a picture of them all just like resting on the side of the hill. And people work tirelessly to protect others. And I am so thankful
imagine.
For that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, wishing you and yours a very, very blessed Thanksgiving. And thank you. We should probably, hey, Terry, if you would email that to us, would you mind if we would put that on our Facebook?
Sure, you can put it up. Thank you.
I think that would be fun. So, okay.
thanks
so much, Terry.
You have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Okay.
Thanks.
That was well done, Molly.
It was. Let's give a shout out to Act Two Reforms. One thing I am thankful for is solutions, because we talk about all the issues and challenges that are going on today, and we say that we're happy we have a limited government. Our Constitution limits our government, but a lot of times our government forgets their limits. So Act2Blueprint.org has a solution for change to rein in big government, adjust the division of power in D.C. for a more fair, disciplined, open, and transparent government, regardless of the political party in power. So check out Act2Blueprint.org. Act2Blueprint.org, or follow them at Facebook at Act2, Inc. They have five ideas for change. I will give you one. They suggest we enforce the rule of law on all federal employees.
You would
Nobody
think
is
would,
king in America.
Going on.
Nobody's above the law. It takes a while to do it, but I think maybe we'll get to do it.
Yeah, good for them, looking for solutions. You know, and I'm grateful for people stepping up and Act Two Blueprint reforms. I mean, they've been working on this for a while. We're getting to culmination now over the next 18 months with what they're trying to accomplish. So that is pretty darn exciting because we in America, we live on the shoulders of giants, and we have a responsibility to make sure that we pass something good on to the next generation as well. And so while we're talking about sponsors again, and we're also give a shout out to Predovich and Company. They are our accountants, and we're coming into the end of the year now. So you're going to need to make sure you have everything in order.
Thankful they have our back. That's
you
for
bet.
Sure.
And Yanni's Restaurants, the best lamb chops in town, 88 Drive-In Theater, Water's Edge Winery. And we have on the line with us Jason McBride with Presidential Wealth Management. We are grateful for all of our partners and our sponsors. Jason, how are you?
Hi, Jason.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. There's a lot of turkey going on in the market right now, isn't there?
Yeah, there sure is. Yesterday was another pretty tough day, and I think it pretty much officially killed this latest rally attempt, so now we got to start over again.
Okay, well, that's what we do. We roll up our sleeves and start over, right? We're Americans.
I guess so.
Are there any stocks that you would say have been real turkeys on an individual basis?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, yesterday, as you know, we talked about Blue Apron. Another one that I think was a real turkey that most of us have heard of is Snapchat. You guys have heard of Snapchat,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is another one. This one went public in March of 2017 at $17 and now went to $30 the first day.
Wow.
And then straight down to $11 from there. In February of this year, it looked like it might have a chance to jump back up to 21, but since then, it's completely tanked down to about $6. You got massive insider selling. The executives are leaving the company. They're losing users. They won't turn a profit next year either. There's some minor chatter that Facebook or some similar might want to buy them out, but other than that, the hype on this one, it got deleted just as fast as one of the pictures people send through their app.
I've never used Snapchat.
You're the reason. Kim's the reason.
Yeah,
Jason,
well, yeah. By the time
failed.
I would get myself lined around, I guess it's probably out of business or something. So,
yep.
So, well, Jason, thank you so much. Tomorrow, we are going to have a really special story that you're going to tell about your family. So be sure and tune in. Tomorrow, we're going to be redoing our Gettysburg show from Monday, and we had so many people that called in or reached out to us to let us know how much they appreciated that show, and I'm so excited for the story that you're going to tell, so be sure and tune in tomorrow.
And Jason, do you have a favorite Thanksgiving food?
Oh, gosh. Unfortunately, probably mashed potatoes and gravy, which just makes me fat.
Ah, I love it. So be sure and check out Jason McBride at Presidential Wealth Management. Get another set of eyes on your nest egg. That phone number is 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600, or go to chickspresidential.com. That's chickspresidential.com. And you just have a really blessed Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you live then next Monday. We have two really special shows that we'll be playing tomorrow and then on Friday. So wishing you and your family blessings, Jason.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Right back at you, girls.
Okay. So let's go to break. When we come back, we will be having some more conversations regarding table topics with Liberty Toastmasters.
Work with mortgage professionals who will give you quick, accurate financial advice. Home Mortgage Alliance has the knowledge and expertise to explore the many financing options available to you. The mortgage process can be stressful, and as interest rates rise, it's more important than ever to get pre-qualified now so you're ready to buy. Call Kim Sturtz and Mark Cook with Home Mortgage Alliance to make sure you are making the right financing choice for you and your family. 303-888-2732. Kim and Mark will remain available to you 24/7 to help you through the process. Choose the only mortgage professionals recommended by the Americhicks. Call Kim and Mark with Home Mortgage Alliance today. 303-888-2732.
Hey, welcome back to the AmeriChicks with Molly Vogt and Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website, AmeriChicks.com. That is where we are on Facebook and Twitter as well. We dissect issues as right versus wrong instead of right versus left. Agree or disagree, let's have a conversation. But today we are having conversations about Thanksgiving, and we have invited many of our friends with Liberty Toastmasters to call in and do their table topics. It's basically a two-minute speech. Typically, it's impromptu, although we're talking about Thanksgiving today. So we have Roger Edwards on the line. Roger, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We're doing well. I'm excited to hear your table topics because he won last Saturday.
Nice.
It was so creative. So, Roger, what's your table topics for Thanksgiving?
Well, I'm thankful for friends, especially a couple of friends. Harry Kirk, who passed away last week. Harry is a Vietnam veteran. And Harry received his Purple Heart for injuries that he received in hand-to-hand combat.
We're all thankful for that. I mean, Roger, we have our World War II project, and we interview World War II veterans, and it's, I've always really appreciated our veterans and the sacrifices that they have taken, so that we have freedom. And so I understand your emotion because you are also a Vietnam veteran. So I know this is near and dear to your heart. So go on.
And also my friend Don Collins. Don, who just received a Bronze Star with a V for valor last month, his medal was for he actually was a survivor of a small contingent that survived when his company position was overrun.
Wow! Yeah,
these two friends represent the men and women that live among us, not just for the Vietnam War, but World War II, Korea, the Middle East wars, all of those that we know and the ones that we don't know about that, and when you walk around, they look like grandparents, middle-aged people, construction workers, college students. These are the people that 98% of the population would not choose to have made the sacrifices that they took upon themselves to stand in the gap to protect the American experiment. Now, they don't seek to be celebrated, but know that many of them pay a mental price every day for their service. I'm eternally thankful for these men and women.
So, right.
That's my 2 minutes.
Well, Roger.
Roger, we're thankful for them, too.
Thank you. We actually interviewed two World War II veterans yesterday. And as you can hear, there's great emotion with Roger because he served in the Vietnam War. And that emotion, actually, these guys that we're interviewing from World War II, they get pretty choked up as well as they talk about their friends that gave that last full measure of devotion, so that tomorrow we can come together with friends and family and we can enjoy a fabulous dinner. And our one mantra at this point, and I think this is the point that you're trying to make, Roger, is that we need to have some introspection and realize, why is it that we get to do this? And it's because people have stepped up and they have sacrificed everything so that we can do that. So, Roger Edwards, thank you so much for your call this morning. We wish you and yours a very, very happy Thanksgiving. And very quickly, could you just tell us what you put in your green bean casserole?
Well, if you want a fantastic green bean casserole, you start with onions, and you saute those. You caramelize them in some olive oil, and then you add a pound of applewood smoked bacon, the kind out of the meat case. Don't get the package kind. You cook that all together, and then you add your green beans that you've cooked earlier, and you mix that all together, and then you put in just enough Velveeta cheese to get it where it coats the
coats the green beans, and then you can serve it just like that, or you can put in the goofy little onion rings and bake it if you choose to. And I had another person suggest that sometimes people use crushed potato chips on top of their green bean casserole.
Well,
so there's a number of different things, but at our meeting on Saturday, there was a number of disparaging remarks about the green bean casserole and how it should be wiped from our collective taste buds.
What? But, well, Roger, you had me at Applewood smoked bacon and Velveeta cheese, I tell you that.
That's for sure. So, okay. Well, Roger Edwards, we wish you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving,
thank
Roger.
You,
God bless you.
All right.
Okay.
No, thank you.
And we have on the line with us now Rick Rome. Rick, what is your 2 minutes table topics?
Well, I'm actually calling to sort of express my gratitude for the simple things that I have in life. You know, one of the thoughts that I had when I was thinking about this table topic was the phrase "there, but by the grace of God, go I." And a lot of times what I guess the best way for me to say it is I see folks on the street and I realize that I've been endowed with a series of blessings of liberty. I mean, I've never known serious hunger. I've never known serious disease. And even the folks I've known who have gone through problems like cancer and things like that, in the world that we live in the first world that we live in, we at least have a fighting chance to deal with these kinds of problems. They're what I like to think of as first world problems. So it's more a question of gratitude for the state of grace for me is what Thanksgiving means.
Very well said. And you are also a Thanksgiving connoisseur. So why don't you tell us what you do to the turkey? How's that?
Yes. Well, I do a little competition barbecue, and one of my favorite dishes to cook is a turkey. So there's several theories on how to deal with turkey in a roaster and a cooker because it's easy to dry out. One of the dirty little secrets is I use an injection in the breast meat, and I like to use a white cranberry and a peach cherry juice so it doesn't stain the meat, and it also adds that sort of sweet cranberry flavor to the turkey. The other secret that I'll do with it is I'll take onion and apple and tap it into the neck meat and make sure that all of those sealed juices have a chance to steam into the meat over the 4 or 5 hours that it's going to sit on the roaster, and just low and slow. It's the only way to do turkey.
Oh, man, it sounds really good.
Slow, that yeah, is the tempo.
Yeah, what's your address? We'll be over.
Well, anytime you want.
Okay. Hey, Rick, wishing you a very, very happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Hey, we have on the line with us another Toastmaster, Lisa Carnahan. Hey, Lisa, what's your 2 minute table topics?
I was going to speak on what I'm thankful for.
Awesome.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I'm thankful. Oh.
Go ahead.
I'm thankful that pilgrims took a risk on a treacherous, interminable seaward journey so that they could establish themselves in a new land where they could live according to their values. I feel lucky to be an American who can live all of the values that she selects. It took some time before the nation could delineate a government that would maintain freedom for each individual. I'm thankful that the term individual rights was highlighted in the Declaration of Independence. Wait, did they even have highlighters back then? It's this central idea of individual rights that gives us importance as individuals rather than being associated as a group or part of a collective. An individual must be able to think for himself and to carve out what he believes for himself. He must be freed from another person initiating force against him. Force would deter his ability to think, to be productive, and to pursue his happiness. It is true that the government that was once there only to secure our rights has become a violator of them. But this nation has a great capacity for renewal. We can best share our ideas and values by being positive about how we present them to others. I think that there is a way to be honest about your beliefs in a respectful way. I would ask you to be proud and direct about your values, and not shy away from any topic that you hold near and dear on this Thanksgiving Day. I am also thankful that I am on the radio with my friends and fellow Liberty Toastmasters, Molly and Kim, the Emeritics. Fellow listeners, what will you say that you are thankful for this Thanksgiving?
Oh, Lisa, that was well done. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm thankful the Pilgrims took a risk, too. I mean, it was a big one, if you go back and hear the stories.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you ever seen Kirk Cameron's movie on that?
It's monumental.
Yes.
So, Lisa,
check it out.
Yeah, that was just awesome. Thank you so much. Wishing you and yours a very,
yeah,
very
welcome.
Blessed Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Lisa. Happy Thanksgiving.
And you as well.
Molly,
happy Thanksgiving.
To that point, that is a great movie. It's monumental. Kirk Cameron created it. And one of the things I'm not sure that people realize is the Pilgrims got there and the weather was awful. And they were sick. They hardly had any food. And the captain of the ship is like, why don't you guys come back with me? This doesn't look like this is going to work out that well. And so anyway, he stayed a little bit longer, and the women and the children would stay on the ship at night. And the women would put their bodies over the children and sleep over the children to keep them warm. And many, many of them died. Mm-hmm. But yet it was just a remnant. It was a remnant that was looking for freedom, freedom of religion. And what they, you know, what they conceived there on that eastern seaboard has been the best social compact between government and mankind that we've ever seen. And so because of that, that is why we have such an abundance here in what we get to do. So I'm very grateful. That was well done. You can see, you should get to a Liberty Toastmasters meeting on one of these Saturday mornings. Just come as a guest, because this is the kind of stuff that we talk about, and it's really, really awesome. But I had told my Evan, my IT guy, that when I sat down at Thanksgiving, that was one of the things I was going to say I was thankful for, was Evan, my IT guy. They are another one of our awesome sponsors. And if you didn't hear, the other day, 2 days ago, I was going through things preparing for the show, and I saw this headline that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez didn't know the three branches of government, which I kind of thought that is a problem since she is going to be in Congress from New York. And so I clicked on the link. Well, it was clickbait, if you will. And all of a sudden my computer froze up and I'm getting all these flashing, you know, don't do this, don't do that. Your computer's been compromised. And so I very calmly thought, instead of whacking out, I'm like, okay, I'm going to reach out to Evan, my IT guy. And within 30 minutes, they had me back up and running and had everything taken care of. And so I didn't have to try to figure out where to go. I didn't have to wait for my tech. I didn't have to pack my computer up. It was perfect. So be sure and go and sign up for Evan, your IT guy. It doesn't cost you anything. So when that happens, you're ready. If it ever happens, you're ready to roll. So that's evanmyitguy.com. That's Evan, my IT.
Evan, your IT guy.
Or Evan, your IT. I guess I'm taking personal ownership now because they're mine. It's Evan, your IT guy.com. Evan, your IT guy.com. And if you let them know that you know the Americhicks, that first consultation will be free. So we'll go to break. When we come back, we'll be talking with some more Liberty Toastmasters about their table topics.
Award-winning realtor Karen Levine recently celebrated 30 years with RE/MAX Alliance. Karen Levine believes in home ownership. As a Colorado representative to the National Board of Realtors, Karen Levine works to protect private property rights. Choose Karen Levine to buy or sell your home because she understands that it's more than just a house. The Americhicks, Molly and Kim, know Karen Levine personally and cannot recommend her highly enough. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance today at 303-877-7516. 303-877-7516.
You want to succeed, so you need to dress for the job, event, or relationship that you seek. For over 30 years, entrepreneur, stylist, and Americhick Kim Munson has been helping women look their very best. And now, Kim is helping guys, too, with well-priced, made-to-measure shirts, pants, and jackets that fit a busy guy's lifestyle. Guys or gals, if you want to up your game and freshen your look, email Kim at Americhicks.com for your initial style consult. Kim at Americhicks.com.
Joy to the world. I'm thankful for joy. You know, joy is different than happiness. Joy is something that is innate. It's in your heart. And whether or not things are going good or bad, you can still have joy. So joy to the world.
Joy to the world.
We'll be singing some Christmas carols.
To you. Be kind
Got it.
To others and thankful for what we have.
Yeah.
Hey, sometimes the way to be thankful for what you have is to look at other countries and what they don't have. You know, I think because a lot of people don't leave America, and so this is all they see. And so we start to become spoiled, thinking, well, everybody has this freedom. Everybody has food on the table. Everybody has a smartphone and a TV and a computer and a car and all that, but not realizing that in other areas of the world, that's not possible. And it's not possible because governments don't allow it.
That's exactly where I was going. It's not because they don't have resources.
Right.
It's because of their
freedom.
Political structure. They don't have
right.
freedom.
Right.
You nailed it. Of course you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're pretty darn smart.
I'm thankful for America. Because America.
America?
Because America.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we have on the line with us Christy Whaley, one of my fellow Toastmasters. Christy, what is your 2-minute table topics?
Well, gosh, ladies, I just wanted to say good morning, or not just say that. I'm going to say something else. Kim.
I've done that. I called Jill Vecchio, Bill Jecchio, so don't feel bad about that.
I heard that. Okay, and Kim, you kind of stole my thunder. I was going to talk about how I love our free market capitalist system. And in fact, you guys had me on to read, and I'm not going to read the whole thing today, but an article by Jeff Jacoby called Giving Thanks for the Invisible Hand.
Right.
That was a phrase coined by Adam Smith. And our system just allows so many people to flourish and have these products. Like, I guess your favorite product now, Kim, is hot rollers.
You got it.
But one of the sentences from this article sums up what capitalism is, and that's from this article. It says, free human beings freely interact, and the result is an array of goods and services more immense than the human mind can comprehend. And I just love that. People working for their own self-interest, which is a good thing, and then end up benefiting so many people in this world. And it's you know, this article goes on to talk about how a turkey comes to market. I almost renamed the article I Turkey instead of I Pencil. But anyway, which was by Lawrence Reed. But anyway, I'm just thankful for that system. I'm also thankful for, well, just so many things. Listening to my friends from Toastmasters, and I'm thankful I won the Best Evaluator last Saturday.
we are competitive at that group.
We are. In fact, I thought, why did you put me at the end of all these marvelous speakers in case there was a prize that you were going to award at the end? But I did win Best Evaluator, but I was the only evaluator. So it would have been kind of depressing if I hadn't won. Anyway, but listening to a couple of the folks from Liberty Toastmasters North, it makes me want to get up there to check out a meeting. So,
you know, and Christy,
it's so interesting.
First of all, thank you. But on Saturday mornings, we all have something else many times that we want to do, we should do. And I'm like, oh, I have Liberty Toastmasters. I get there. And first of all, you know, there have really been friendships that have been born there. Secondly, you mentioned about the evaluation component. And when I was on city council, those things that I had learned from the evaluation component of Liberty Toastmasters was really, really important as I interacted with other council members, with staff, and then with people that would come to testify or give public remarks at the meeting. And so the skills that you learn there, sometimes you don't even realize how important they are. But this evaluation component, and why don't you explain a little bit of what that is exactly, Christy?
Well, basically, someone gives a speech, and then we have evaluators that will evaluate, one evaluator per speech, per speaker. And basically, we're looking for things that we can applaud them for. And then we want to give positive criticism if that's warranted. And so we basically, it helps build people up. And yet then we give them things to focus on that might be improved. And that's very important if you do want to get out in the, you know, the public arena and speak to people and make, you know, make your best case for something. So I think that's what we're doing at Toastmasters, Liberty Toastmasters, is trying to make the case for freedom and our wonderful capitalist system that allows so many people to flourish. So that's what we do. We just help each other out. And it's a very nurturing,
respectful,
comfortable place to be. Mm-hmm. Pardon me?
It is respectful. And we don't always agree. Yes. We don't always look at things the same way. But I think that if we can model what happens at Liberty Toastmasters with civil discourse outside those walls, it would be a really good thing.
Oh, it would be excellent. It would just be super. And it is a wonderful learning experience. Sometimes it doesn't seem too hard to do an evaluation, but you really want to organize your thoughts. And we use a sandwich method that Brad talks about, where you start off with something positive, and then possibly if there's some needs for improvement, you put that in the middle, and then you follow it up with another positive. So it's a good experience, and I always learn a lot when I'm being evaluated. So, and then also giving the evaluation.
Well, most definitely.
It's just a great experience.
Most definitely. And so to that, Christy, thank you so much. Wishing you and yours a very blessed Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Christy. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving to both of you and your families.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I love that, you know, the idea of learning how to evaluate somebody else's speech, because it reminds me when I hear somebody like Hillary Clinton say, we don't need to be civil. Let's not be civil until we win. But you do want to be civil because you want to get your point across. And how can you get your point across if all you're doing is screaming and yelling at somebody in their face? It needs to actually be, you're putting sentences together that make sense, and you're doing it kind of in a compassionate way. I mean, I hear what you're saying, and this part I agree with. We're both human beings. We both, you know, care about life or liberty or whatever. However X, and then ending it with something positive again. I like the sandwich method. It's not easy to remember. That's why it's important to go to Toastmasters and practice, which is why I need to get back there.
Well, and the important point that you make there, though, is the civil discourse on ideas. And when you see the far left that's screaming about all these different things, it's because their ideas don't work.
Right.
And so they're trying to take everyday, very busy people, try to take their focus off of the ideas. And so that's why we are starting this Did You Know? My daughter is in town. She's going to teach me how to make memes, I think, or one of my sons. And we're going to start the Did You Know? And so our Did You Know for this week is, did you know that President Trump just nominated the first black woman as a brigadier general in the Marines? So at the dinner table this weekend, if somebody says Trump is a racist and he hates women, what do you say, Molly?
I tell him what you just said.
There you go.
Also, you know, also wanted to say I'm thankful for a couple things that the Americhicks have coming up in the new year.
Oh,
well.
Yeah. This is going to be fun.
So one of the things that we're going to do is we're going to start a Federalist Papers book club with Dr. Tom Kranewitter, you know, from Leadership Program of the Rockies, as well as the Speakeasy Ideas. Because as we realized going through this election season, seems like people who were limited government, who did understand that we wanted there's a reason we want small government and bigger individual, seem to forget that. And so we need to remind our peers, and education is key, but we don't need to only educate our kids. It seems like we need to educate adults too. So going back to the basics, read the Federalist Papers. What were our founding fathers thinking? What were they coming from when they created the Constitution? So we're going to do that. It'll be the fourth Monday of every month at Water's Edge Winery.
Starting
so stay
in
tuned. In January, we'll let you know more about that. We're also starting something called Why We Stand. Why We Stand for the American Flag. In addition to our World War II show, we would like veterans or family members or current enlisted military members, anyone, to call us, and we're going to start a series. We'll let you know when in January. We want to know, what is it that you think about when you see that American flag? And what do you think about? Why do you stand? Why do you revere it? Because everybody has their own very special story.
Well, yes, and I think once we understand that, why people stand,
and
what they sacrificed, I think that'll be really good. You know, Steve, our producer, we are so grateful for him, and he's a veteran, and he really makes us look pretty darn good. So, Steve, what's your Thanksgiving thoughts?
Well, without giving away my age, I'm on my 63rd trip around the sun. But in that lifetime, I'm thinking back to listening to grandparents at the Thanksgiving table talk about their growing family, and that's what they're thankful for. Fast forward 20 years, now my parents are standing there saying, we are thankful for our growing family. Tomorrow, I get to see it for myself from the other side. because it's, yeah, I've been telling you, but our what we're doing, and it'll be just be my kids and my grandkids at the table, and you know, my wife, and obviously, and you know, just to see it from that perspective, my growing family.
You've got some special stories you've got to share with them, of course.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The tradition. You've got the pumpkin ice cream that you made.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
All the yummy stuff.
They know all my tricks, so they make those requests early, so we'll be cooking the rest of the day.
Yeah, I know. We did one of our grocery store runs yesterday, so I'm sure there'll be many more. So as we come to a close on this, I'm just going to give you the first few lines of President Lincoln's proclamation when he created basically the recognition of Thanksgiving. He said, and this is during the Civil War, the bloody, bloody Civil War, he said, "The year that is drawing towards its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties, which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come, others have been added, which are of so extraordinary of a nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and soften even the heart which is habitually insensible to the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God." So that's just the first line, and you know, be sure and just Google that. That is President Lincoln's Thanksgiving Day proclamation. It's pretty darn powerful.
It is, and it, but it, you know, it reminds me of today. I mean, we're not in a civil war as far as the point that we're in the streets with guns, but we kind of are in a civil war, in a
battle of ideas.
Battle of ideas. We really are, and so we have been here before. We have been through this before, and we pulled it together last time. But it takes everybody to be aware and everybody to pay attention to what's going on, do their research, and actually go out and engage in quality conversations.
Well, and we mentioned this a little bit earlier, and there's a difference between humor and mocking. And you may be with people that come across and may be mocking something that's going on in the country right now. And so patience will be important. Reasonableness will be important, and then did you know will be very important. Did you know that we live in an amazing country, and it's because of freedom and liberty? So I am grateful to the Almighty God for the opportunities that he gives us, and I'm thankful for friends and family.
Me too. And tomorrow, Gettysburg Address with us and Tom Kranewitter, and Friday, the Wolf of Wall Street. So if you're going to be around, go ahead and tune in, and I hope you all enjoy a very blessed week and weekend with your family. We're the AmeriChick signing off. God bless you. God bless America. But tell them if I don't serve.